Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we're breaking the 5 feet rule.
Oh, we are.
Meg's sitting too close to Nick, but, you know, I'll have to explain to Meg what 5 feet is.
Well.
Earlier in the show, Craig did a story about how women are subject to mansplaining at work and other situations in their life, and we work with Meg. She comes on the air after us here at Z92, I guess if you gave details now, you'd be narking on the boss.
Sure.
up the hallway that signed
he
your check.
Me.
So did he warn
before I walked in, he goes, "You know what you're going to talk about, right?" And I go,
"Can you give us a past situation where you think you've been mansplained?"
Well, it actually happens here quite a bit with one particular coworker, not
really?
A boss. Yeah,
okay.
An afternoon guy in one of our sister stations.
Okay, jeez.
Who likes to mansplain?
That is pretty. That's pretty specific.
What does he feel the need to explain to you?
Generally, when we're talking about sports,
okay.
He doesn't like.
You're a huge sports fan,
uh-huh.
And you know about sports.
Uh-huh.
I've heard you talking about.
He doesn't like when you can keep up. That makes him mad because he has to be the one to know.
Oh, because you keep
more.
Up with it, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
so,
yeah. So
he wants
fun.
To be the one to educate you.
Yes.
He wants to be the one that knows
yes.
all the stuff.
But I told him I'm taller than him, so he can't. Because if I can see on the top of your head, then
that
your word
it
is
down
invalid.
Even more.
He's like a little brother to me, and he's older, so.
Okay, sure.
See, I think when a lot of guys do that, though, they don't even realize.
No, I don't show either.
That they're being condescending.
But
they think they're being helpful.
Although,
no,
but if,
no. Not this one.
No.
Not this one. And I had my old program director when I lived in Tennessee,
right.
Which he's not with the company anymore, so I can talk about it.
You can talk about him.
I had a couple of instances where it was maybe mansplaining, but also quite a bit of sexism that went along with that. So when I first moved there, I got, you know, sat down in the office with him, went over everything, how the station runs. He was also the operations manager, so you know, gave me a piece of paper with the dress code on there. There was a dress code, and we had to wear. Women could not wear open-toed shoes.
What? Because you're loading trucks on the side, you steel-toed boots, or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what?
Yeah, it was because that's just not professional to him. He was also like a Southern good old boy too, from Alabama.
So you couldn't see naked toes.
Yeah,
maybe because he was gonna yank it out when
maybe.
He saw them.
Right.
It's just too much for me. You gotta keep them covered up.
Right. Makes me go all Rex Ryan.
Oh, God.
Was that? I mean, that's the same company we're in now, and they don't do that here.
It was strictly that market.
Only because he decided.
We couldn't wear hats at all. Like, between the hours of operation, we could not wear hats. But I did the night show, so I could go home and change. But when I saw that, I go, no hats at all? And he goes, yeah, but he's like, you're a girl. You don't wear hats, though. He said that. And I go, no, I do. I wear them quite often, frontwards, backwards, everything else. And he was like, really? And I go, yeah, I have a lot of sports teams I got to rep. So
top hat.
Did you say, look at my toes?
But yeah, so that happened. And then I had another instance where I had had a funny encounter at the urgent care. I had strep throat.
Right.
So they had to do the swab, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse taking the swab was impressed at my lack of gag reflex.
Was it a dude?
No, it was a chick.
Oh, a chick nurse.
And she wasn't trying to be funny,
right.
But I was.
Yeah.
And so when she said that, I go, yeah, I hear that a lot. And then I posted that on Facebook because it was funny.
Yeah.
Someone narked on me that I worked with, told my boss that I posted that. But it was
in Tennessee.
Like, yeah. I downplayed the, you know.
We would have read that on the air and joked about it
right,
here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no, she posted something like that a while ago, and I decided I should probably back off. I didn't contribute to the gag
That's
reflex.
That's probably why. But, like, my folks are on Facebook. My family's on Facebook. My grandma's on Facebook. Like, they think it's funny.
Right.
They know my personality. So he pulls me into the office and said, hey, and, like, printed out this Facebook status. I was not friends with him, and this was on my private page.
Right.
And he put it in front of me and said, hey, like, this isn't okay because you're representing our radio station.
Is this the toe guy?
Yeah, same guy. And
this
then,
guy gets off on toes.
Yeah,
what's he
it
care?
Was so weird. And he goes, you know, because you're not a party girl, are you, Meg? That's what he said to me. And
I'm a girl in radio.
I said, I'm 26 and single. Right. And that's what I said to him as I was, you know, at the time. So he didn't
with
like that.
With little gag reflex.
I just wanted the world to know. But yeah, so a couple of those with him and, you know, various instances in this building with one particular
Yeah, there's
color.
A line between misogynistic and mansplaining.
And mansplaining.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes I don't think the mansplaining is all mean-spirited.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's just clueless.
I would agree.
Sometimes, yeah.
But, you know, once I start getting the look on my face of, unimpressed, you know.
Well, you always, you hockey-explain to us.
Yes, that's true.
And rightly so, because, you know.
Even when we don't want
we're
to.
We're very rudimental, rudimentary when it comes to the rules of hockey, and you know them all, so you laugh and yell at us.
I do.
All right.
Only play.
So stop women-splaining us this on your damn hockey information.
That's hockey-splaining.
Hockey-splaining.
She's guilty of hockey-splaining.
Puck-splaining.
Yeah. Right. Or like, you know, there's a couple of times, actually just this past week when I was talking to a coworker about cleaning up his space because of everything going on.
Right.
And I'm the one who's been going around cleaning everything profusely. Just out of the kindness of my heart.
Right,
and I'm also trying not to get sick.
Right.
And when I was telling him that and he was like, he came back and was trying to correct me on how I was even cleaning stuff.
Oh, you're a woman. And, you know how to clean.
Uh-huh.
That helped Craig, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it help Craig?
Nice job. I about took a knee on that one.
Remember when I told you she was going to stab us?
Hey.
She's a violent person. Don't forget that.
She knows violent. Better. She puts out on a tee, it's going to be said.
That's right.
I would never tell a woman how to clean.
No.
They know. Clean explain to me. All right. So he actually told you you were doing it right?
Yeah. And then
I've seen you
walk.
We leave the room, you swab this whole place down.
Yes,
I've seen you do
mainly
it.
Mainly because I need it to smell better.
Need your health if you can smell our ass.
Yeah. But
yeah. You're healthy then. Yeah. Smell our ass. Or smell
so
something
I said, if you
like
have so many opinions about it, you go ahead and do it. And I threw a dirty Clorox wipe at him.
Oh,
so.
There you go. You got him. Yeah. All right. Things are crazy after we leave here.
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, but we're the bad boys of the building.
This article at Cosmo,
so tame. Yeah.
This article at Cosmo, where they talk about mansplaining, right. They give a few more examples of some mansplaining that happened to women. One woman says that she was told how to correctly insert a tampon by a
dude.
By a guy who was not a doctor, by the way.
I know how to take one out. I've done that in my life.
So I was putting
a few
it in
times.
Just be the opposite.
Huh? Yeah, just pop that bear right up.
Oh, man. My.
I wouldn't have to show you a woman how to do that, too, but I could show another dude how to take one out.
Well, that'd be an awkward situation.
Yeah, well,
for at least one person involved there.
Yeah.
Just pop it.
Jesus.
A guy told a woman how to put a tampon in?
Yeah.
Oh.
That takes some balls.
Maybe like, I don't know how you would do that. Maybe, is it a guy that is a single dad telling his daughter?
I'm giving you the information I have.
That's the only situation I could think of. If a guy has no women around, he's a single dad, and he's taken them out before.
But even in that situation, don't you have a female friend?
You're looking for somebody to
kick
tell
that
your,
one over to.
Somebody, yep. You're right.
Some
somebody.
Good female friend right. That go, look, I need some help here.
Yeah.
You take this one.
Yeah, you got to defer to a woman in that case.
So many different comebacks I could think of in that instance about finding a certain
area. You can find the keys, Craig. Yeah. Just drive out of that bear. Always love that joke.
I've always loved that.
All right.
You guys said one earlier about what was it? A boyfriend tried to explain to a woman how to pronounce her name.
Yes.
I've had that happen. A past boyfriend.
Your name's Meg.
Yeah, my last name though.
Okay, your last
and
name.
And he was trying to tell me how to pronounce my own last name, and I just looked at him and
it's
I was.
It's Aswipe.
It is.
It's not Asswipe.
Exactly. It's Dumas.
It's spelled.
Thank you very much.
It's Dumas. It's spelled Asswipe. Meg Asswipe. She doesn't use that on the air, obviously. obviously.
Yeah, that relationship didn't French. Last much longer.
Meg, yeah, it is.
Meg has a last name with two consecutive vowels, so he was emphasizing the one vowel mm-hmm. instead of the other.
Mm-hmm. It's how you pronounce yeah. your name is how you yeah. pronounce your
name.
Yes,
exactly. When right. I first met yes. you, I mispronounced your name, and yeah. you corrected
Everyone
me.
Everyone does.
And I've used that ever since, because I figure you know
yeah,
your
I would.
Last name.
Really, I would.
You know, argue with her?
No. I don't need this.
I am not the confrontational type.
That's true.
Now, when it comes
she
to
didn't
shit.
Know how to spell or how to say her name right. I'm just going to let that go.
I know. Where would I have been without that?
Oh, ask your dad how you spell your name.
Right, that's right.
Ask a man how she says her name. Ask your brother. He might know. You don't know how to say your last
About
name.
Him.
You don't know how to say your last name.
It's too much for my girl brain to handle. So.
How you doing? How you doing with this? I know you're a single woman and you have an apartment. So, and I know your family's in town and you're close enough that you're allowed to go visit them.
Yes.
And walk with them. I get it. But what are you doing with your particular isolation?
Yeah.
I thought about this because, you know, I was single in an apartment when I moved here back in the day and by myself. And I would just, that would have been, just, I know we know some guys who are single that have just apartments by themselves.
Yeah.
And that sounds okay for a little bit, but not all the time.
I will say the last couple of weekends, by Sunday, I was losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm too extroverted. I'm not dependent, but I'm extroverted.
Right,
so being around people, I thrive a little bit more. But I will say—
And you go out on weekends like all of us do.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, I mean, what else do you do when you're single? But I had a couple of my girlfriends from the gym over on Saturday because my apartment's big enough where we could be far apart from each other.
Right. And did you swab each other down?
Yeah, we did.
Right.
I didn't even have to ask. Yeah. I didn't even have to ask. They came in right away, started washing their hands. I was like, thank you.
All right.
But, you know, it was funny when this all started. I was like, oh, God, I need to get, like, my last bit of fun in before I can have any fun.
Do you mean sex?
She has needs.
We don't
needs.
Know how long it's going to be.
Yeah, Meg has needs.
Girls got to eat.
You know?
Now, this is a perfect example when she said that by Sunday she was getting a little stir-crazy.
Yep.
I believe it was yesterday I had to point out to her she had a whole Facebook thread going about a conversation that was happening between her and her cat.
I saw you.
And I went, whoa, you need to call an actual human being because you and the voices in your head need some time apart.
I saw you posting a photo of your cat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, things are going down.
That was just the caption because she woke up underneath the blanket.
I saw
the
picture.
Oh, you look like that.
It was
a Game of Thrones reference, which was funny. I didn't actually say it to her, but I laughed at her.
That poor cat.
We all talked to her.
But when you're envisioning the conversation,
a
full back and forth with your cat.
We have conversations.
Okay.
Call somebody.
When the cat starts talking to you, you
not me.
Get out of the house.
Don't call me, but call somebody.
Yeah, I thought this might be an instance where I could actually be useful, since I'm an introverted homebody, and I could. But you can't really teach people how to be an introverted homebody.
No, you can't.
That's years of training.
You can't.
I mean, there are some times where, you know, I'll go out consecutive weekends and I'm like, I'm going to stay home, you know, the following weekend because it's too much.
Right.
But that's on my own accord. This is not. And that's what's hard. So even just like seeing my neighbor, I'm like, humans.
I think the weird part, too, is we're actually, I mean, I'm sure we've all seen this phenomenon. Just watching a TV show or a movie where people are out and about is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. I watched the CBS Sunday Morning yesterday in an interview with Matthew Broderick and
Sarah Jessica Parker,
which they had done probably in February, February I think it was, or maybe January. And they had to tell you that this was done then, and they're walking through New York City, and they're talking to him about Broadway, and they're going to be on Broadway coming up. And it was just to see people out and about, not that I live there, but anywhere. That part is freaking me out at home.
Yeah.
Because it is, right now, it's this beautiful sunny day in our city. It was beautiful here yesterday. I was sitting in the yard, and our neighbors are across the fence in their yard, and we're a good 10 yards apart having a couple beers. And it was talking to people, but it's so weird.
Yeah, it is
weird. It's so weird.
My sister, so she's immunosuppressed, and so she's really taking this seriously.
Right.
She's got Crohn's disease, so the medication she takes affects her immune system. So her and my niece are literally just around each other. She won't even let me see my niece. So FaceTiming my niece is weird because I'm like, we live 7 minutes away from each other.
Yeah,
and I can't even, I haven't seen her in almost 3 weeks. Yeah. And that sucks. It's weird.
On the upside, she's behaving better now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Without that influence.
That's absolutely valid.
Yeah. Have you seen your mom there, Nick?
No.
I'll tell her you said hi.
Yeah. Please do. Well, she works at a hospital.
Oh, so you're staying away from work altogether. Yeah. You got kids at the house. You don't want to be around your mom. Okay.
Yeah. My daughter has a kid, and I guess we're closely related. I can't quite come up with the term of how we're related.
You're the grandfather.
It's pretty easy.
She will call her, or I will call her.
And you FaceTime it?
When he's awake. No, we don't FaceTime. I just listen to him screaming in the background, knowing that he's happy.
That's fun.
He's a happy screamer.
They listen to you screaming in the background.
And I return the favor.
You're a happy screamer, too.
So, we're liking that aspect.
Yeah, but you can't go over and see that.
No,
see
I can't.
No, them neither, right?
No, I can't.
All right.
No, I told you, I haven't seen my parents since Christmas.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I will until, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be 6-8 months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to that because my family is 1,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, my parents are an hour from here.
I'm used to going months and months without seeing my family, but that side of my family, I should say. But my wife's having the same thing. Her sister and her mom and her brother all live within 10 miles of our house, and they don't see each other. You know,
well, I'm gonna go over to my parents tonight. We're gonna walk around the lakes, but my mom is like, I just need to get out of the house. Like, your dad's home all the time now too, because the base isn't letting him.
Oh, that's right. Your dad is home now. I know.
Oh, do you?
I'm joking.
It's ruined all your plans.
Do me a favor and get a fishing report.
I will, actually. Yeah.
Ask somebody, ten feet away from you.
The crappie bite.
Are the crappie
they
biting?
They do live on, like, their backyard is the lake. There are people out there fishing. I was thinking about doing that this
weekend. Give Todd that report off
here. I will.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, here's what happened on Friday.
Yeah.
Because I don't allow, there's no travel time to go to yoga class.
Right.
I'm just sitting at the computer. I would normally leave about 4 o'clock for a 4:30 class.
You could probably leave at 4:28.
Although,
no, not in this town. This town, people are driving, man. They don't care. They don't care.
But I'm sitting at the computer about 4:15 or so, mindlessly looking at whatever, checking email.
Porn.
And I reach over and I grab my little vapor
between your legs.
And I take a couple of hits and then I put it down and I go, Jesus, what did I just do?
Oh, you got high.
I'm going to be high for yoga class now. And I was. It was a little difficult to concentrate.
But you go downstairs in the basement.
I know, but
yoga.
For the first 15, 20 minutes,
whatever.
I was a little out of sorts.
Why not be high for yoga class?
Because I've never been high for yoga class
Everybody
before.
Check in. You're here.
Hi, I'm Todd.
We know you're here, Todd. We know you're here.
Hey, a lot of people, there's a certain segment that say getting high before working out is good.
Yeah, I read that.
I've read articles.
Yeah, I read it. When I was in Denver last year, I was in actually Colorado Springs. I was watching the Denver News, and they did a whole bit. I think I described it at the time last summer when we could actually leave the house. And they did a whole bit. I mean, an actual news story. I'd like to live in a city, a state that actually gets it. But the whole news story was about a reporter was out talking to people at gyms. Do you like to be high when you work out or not?
Oh.
And it was like 50-50 for a lot of these people.
Oh, it was a Colorado story.
Yeah, it was a Colorado story, but they did it like it was – they were just talking about, do you like to use, protein shakes for your workout? But it was about weed. And I'm thinking, literally, the state over, the one I reside in, it's illegal. It was just a really crazy story, man.
I have been high, when I just go to the gym and lift weights. I've done that before.
Okay.
I used to do that.
You would think yoga would be more attuned to being high than lifting weights.
On a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
No, yoga, you kind of have to pay attention.
Yeah, but
and my mind tends to drift
when
I smoke.
Yeah, but
your mind drifts when you don't smoke.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I can.
Yeah.
I've experienced it both ways.
Can you imagine? What are you talking about? It's our life.
You had me at high.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
the rest of the sentence unnecessary.
Those guys that get high before they go and lift. I don't know if it's just easier to squat when you don't feel your legs or what. I mean, I don't know what the I.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I think that's a bad pace to drift to lifting weights.
I would think.
You know.
I would think.
Yeah, but you get into a certain zone, I think.
I think it's probably people that started lifting weights high, because I think that's something you just pick up. I mean, like, I don't lift weights drunk. I mean, it's the same buzz. Different buzz,
Sounds like you're suggesting that if you're high and lifting weights,
I don't do that.
You may start looking at something shiny and forget that you have weight on top of you.
You never know.
Or
you're walking around weights and you just do something mistake. Because you can mistake. I mean, I lift. You can screw up easily lifting weights.
Especially
free weights.
I've done completely not high. I've been at the gym and gone, was that what was that, the 8th rep, 10th rep? What set was I on?
That's a good point.
I mean, my mind just drifts.
Counting.
And I forget. Counting
could be trouble. Yeah,
counting is a thing there.
Yeah.
You know?
But did you go down and do it right away? But one big toke of that vape got you high?
A couple.
Okay.
There were a couple.
Yeah. So normally, pre-coronavirus, you'd be in the car where you're just driving there and not be high. Got it. Well, you're not driving now, so you can get high.
Yeah, but I don't want to be high for yoga class.
Well, then don't be
anymore.
High for yoga class for anymore.
No.
Then just don't.
I think you should try it again. That's to make sure.
Yeah. That's a whole new discipline now.
I think you should try
it
again.
Todd.
Just to make sure.
No.
Or maybe just kind of do some yoga while you happen to be high.
Which is apparently what he did.
Yeah.
I tried.
And then, it kind of wore off after about 15, 20 minutes, and then it was back to normal.
Now, I'm gonna direct this question to the two people in the room who have more expertise than I. Are there certain strains or things that will make you focus more?
Well, that's what people will tell us.
Yeah. I mean, so maybe that's what those guys that like to lift and after they get high are doing. Maybe they're
I think most of those guys just got high.
Yeah, I think so, too.
For all of our here's the thing. For most of our miserable lives, there has been no choice of strain.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's a whole new thing. I get that.
Yeah, you got what your guy gave you.
But the stories you see are from California or Colorado or places where they do have those options.
Well, I think it's, like I said, the Colorado story is about lifting weights and being high. A lot of young people probably grew up lifting weights being high, so not
everybody. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of guys that are pretty much high all the time anyway, so why not lift weights while they're high?
Right.
Yeah, they spend most of their existence in some form of high.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I remember
the jacked up stoner.
I remember this.
You're Wake and Baker.
Or just a guy that I remember them talking to somebody when they were. There are people that are just high all the time. You're right. And
sure,
that's fine.
I'm just wondering how often the high all the time and get to the gym 7 days a week crowd cross section.
I don't know.
I'm guessing not much.
Yeah, I can think of a couple.
Well, it was enough where they did a whole story on it, and they found a bunch of people like to lift weights high, and then people were bitching because people were walking in there smelling like weed.
It's Colorado, man.
And that pisses off the gym owners sometimes. It was kind of a funny story.
If you live in a state where it's legal like that, you really can't bitch about people coming in smelling weed.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's just like somebody coming in smelling like cigarettes.
Right.
Anywhere else.
Right, as long as you're not lighting up the joint right there in the room, which I'd rather smell weed
than cigarettes.
But it's not like walking into somewhere smelling like alcohol.
Which everybody knows. Well, yeah, no, but you're walking. I know, but you're. That guy's drunk as hell. You smell alcohol and somebody walking
in. Yeah, which is different than what you think if you smell cigarettes on someone.
Or weed even. Yeah.
I'm not aware of drunk weightlifting or drunk yoga.
No.
That seems dangerous.
Drunk yoga would be fun. Wouldn't it just be laying there?
Yeah.
All right, dude.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.